I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. She has been joining me each month, but she's been off for a couple of months. But she's got some news and some things are changing in her life and things that may be of interest to you. I found out that you are an advanced life coach or certified as an advanced life coach. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm certified as both a life coach, and then I went ahead and took the extra training to become a master life coach.
A master life. So what exactly is a life coach?
Well, a life coach is somebody who kind of acts like a person who motivates you, but it's not about them motivating you. It's about pulling out your internal motivation. And it can help with anything from relationships to career decisions, those kinds of things. But because of my holistic background, mine is going to be more sort of dealing with the energy of your life and coaching with those kinds of things, like energetically, where are you stuck, or what are some other things that you can do to help you sort of, you know, get online and get moving forward and getting some change in your life.
So what can you do to make those changes that you need to make, and what can you do to make things you have better than they are? Is that what it is?
Well, it's kind of like that, as well as maybe having you answer a series of questions, doing some self-assessment, and then taking a look at the other side. I talk to people about, it's kind of like going to the other side of the Grand Canyon. The view is different over there. So a lot of times it's about getting people out of their stuck thought processes. And again, you know, if you think about what I do, holistic medicine is about sort of getting out of that Western mindset and getting into that more philosophical, esoterical, metaphysical. So I'm, you know, that's kind of where my specialty is going to lie. It's
opening,
about that.
Opening up your mind, so to speak. Is
yes.
that right?
Okay. Yes. And getting to thinking in a new way, you know, like not just thinking about, oh, well, I'm wearing red today because I really like red. It's more about like, okay, if you're going to go in for some kind of an interview, or you're going to talk, or you need extra courage, then you can, you know, red is a color that's going to help you with that. So all of the things that I do are going to kind of now be pulled into that sort of bringing that awareness like into the person's consciousness.
Okay, so if you've been stuck in a rut and not feeling like you're going nowhere, and you need some health, some guidance, some, I guess, inspiration, basically also some self-evaluation, you can find all of that. That's what a master life, I've never even heard that term before, but I know now. And you've got, I believe you've got a new office that you're opening
up. I do have a new office in celebration of all of this because, you know, like you said, I haven't been on the air for a couple of months and there's been a lot of things going on behind the scenes. I'm very excited. I'm in the old Perkin mansion in Perkins Park, which was the former Apple Trees Museum. And it has a beautiful place with, you know, a hardwood floor and fireplace, but it's perfect. The reason that I'm, you know, going to do that, see clients as well, because I have an office there. But I want to try to do these things where we get together and have like community things, maybe have a couple of free workshops for people to come and learn about different things and life coaching, and maybe have a group get together once a week and do a Reiki share. You know, there's all of these kinds of things. It's a beautiful facility. So I'm very excited about that. It's a move forward. And, you know, of course, the thing is that they always talk about when you help other people, you also have to reflect on yourself. And
right.
So going through all of this life coaching thing again and reviewing it and whatever, it helped me then to also kind of move myself forward and say, okay, well, it's not just kind of get up every day and like they say on the donut commercial, like time to make the donuts. Like it's about not going through those same routines. It's about trying, you know, things that are new and what's the new perspective. So yes, I'm very excited about the Apple Trees thing. So that's going to go. And the other exciting new thing is that I also became certified in hot seashell massage.
Okay, hot seashell massage. What is the benefit of a hot seashell massage versus any other kind of massage?
Okay, well, first of all, it's similar to like the hot stone, only it's a smoother kind of thing. The heat is a little bit different because the shells are more porous. But I also do the hot stone massage as well. But this is kind of something that's a little different. It has a little different feel. It's not quite as heavy, but it also still works deep. So think about it that it's like a moist heat. It's
okay.
Not going to be a dry heat, because dry heat feels really good when you're doing it. But then the minute that you stop, like a heating pad or something, it can actually cause the muscles to tense up more. But the stones and the shells are both moist heat. And so it helps the muscles to relax. Then as a therapist, I can get into a deeper level and work out some of those deeper kinds of tension, knots, those kinds of things.
So this is for basically helping you both physically and mentally in a stress situation. Is that right?
Yes. And it's very relaxing. just the whole concept of the stones and the seashells and just laying there and having them sort of penetrate in to relax the muscles. And then you actually massage with them, both the stones and the seashells. So you actually massage with that in. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Appropriately enough, we move into the stress season, the holiday season, which is also supposedly, we call it the most happy, wonderful time of the year, but it's also, you know, cold weather is here, and that tends to, and also the fact is, winter tends to bring on stress and unique stress, and so you've got some ways to relieve that stress is what you're telling me.
I do. And then, of course, you know, there's always the relaxation CD that I have that I released and produced and with that, too. And that's available on iTunes, on Apple. You can get it on Amazon, get it from me. But also I have it available in download. So it's not even just, you know, you could get the physical CD if you wanted or not. But and that's one of the things, too, that I'm hoping to do with the Apple Trees is, you know, kind of maybe get a group with that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we talked about that. I went to the lyric writing class.
No, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so
you've been busy. Yeah.
I have been busy trying to do new things. You know, trying to figure out. Okay, this isn't necessarily moving forward. What are some things that I can do? And so you have to explore a lot of different things, and then just decide what works. But I took the songwriting lyric class that was here, that was sponsored by the Bart Howard Foundation, and I took it last year, and it was just really neat, and it helps to enhance creativity. Like that's why I took it, not because I think I'm going to be writing songs for Nashville, but because it helps to come up with a new way to look at creativity and do those kinds of things. And so that was one of the things, too. At the time I took the class, I was really considering the Apple Trees. I'd been considering it for a long time. And I thought, oh, that's going to be a perfect place then, because we want to get together and meet and talk about lyrics and those kinds of things, too. So that's a way to cope with stress was where I was going with that, is that doing things that are creative, being with other people, being with like-mindedness, that all helps with the creativity as well. And then that helps with your stress. Doing something fun, then you're not quite as stressed out, although that can be stressful sometimes too.
All right, holiday season is here. Christmas is almost here, and you're looking for that last minute special gift for that special person in your life. A hot stone or a seashell massage?
All kinds of, you know, unique things that I do. Like I do the sound healing with the tuning forks, acupressure, cranial sacral. Like I've been doing this, Steve, for 30 years, and most people only last a couple of years in this occupation. So I've had to take a lot of continuing ed. So there's a lot of different things that I know. So if you're looking for a very unique gift, if you're looking for, something that you want to try in the new year, the life coaching or the workshops, I have a Reiki class that's coming up here after the Christmas. So there's just a lot of exciting things going on. So yes, call me for a gift certificate.
All right. What do they need to do?
319-752-0175. Or they can find me on Facebook through Rhonda Reif. They could email me at holistichorizons@hotmail.com. Oh, and I have another brand new website is all done and finished and up and going. So that's www.lifespathwaysllc.com. And that's another way. They can go onto the contact page and do all of that. So
all right. But it's late, so you want to get that gift
certificate.
Absolutely. 752-0175?
Correct. And they need to leave a message because if I'm in with a client, I won't answer the phone.
All right. A unique idea for maybe a holiday special person in your life. And again, more exciting things are going on as you're sort of turning your life around as well, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Going in sort of a new direction, but following the same energy, maybe just kind of moving a little more creatively.
All right. Well, Rhonda, we're looking forward to having you back each month. And again, very Merry Christmas and a happy holidays to you. And again, if you're interested in a massage of any sort, again, it's 752-0175. Rhonda Reif, thanks for dropping by. And again, happy holidays.
You too, Steve.